Hi, this is Farley Malaris, and thanks for visiting our website, radioastrology.com. Isn't it cool that we can offer hundreds of topics on ancient knowledge, metaphysics, astrology and spirituality, and evolution of the soul? We're kind of excited about it, and I'm so happy you decided to visit us and now listen to one of our topics. A small favor, if you could press the donation button, give it a click, and give us $5, $10, $15, $25, even $2 or $3, anything, to help support the server, the bandwidth, and to enable us to put maybe hundreds of more topics and podcasts on the server. That's right. It's possible for us to have thousands of my topics on radioastrology.com with your help. So do us a favor and make a donation. You're under no pressure to make a donation because we love you. But if you help support the site financially, I'll love you even more. Now, once again, tell all your friends about radioastrology.com. Enjoy the show, because I was tranced out when I did it, and you're liable to trance out listening to it, which is a good thing. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for visiting radioastrology.com. I'm Farley Malaris, and now it's time for Astrological Metaphysical Radio on the Internet on radioastrology.com. Have a wonderful day. I love you a lot, and thanks for visiting. Come back soon.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name, Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Two major areas to cover in today's topic. This long square between Venus and Mars that is happening right now. Venus going into Pisces, square Mars in Gemini for a couple weeks. Very important. And then I'm going to go over the qualities of the 12 signs. The dark side and the loving side of each 12 signs, because in order to interpret and read any astrology chart, you must be able to recognize the good and the bad, and each sign does have a very loving spiritual flavor attached to it. On the one hand, it can have a very evil, manipulative, terrible vibration connected to it. So if you were trying to read a planet like Mars in Leo, and it had trines on it, perhaps that would bestow upon the host of that Mars some positive loving vibrations throughout their life. If there were squares or oppositions on it, then it might give you some idea of what kind of negative Leonine traits would be attached to that. So a good show to record and also to understand more about how to interpret an astrology chart. This Venus square Mars is very heavy. It's going to be affecting a lot of people out there that have had some happy relationships, even thoughts of marriage. And suddenly, the relationships may not be going as well as they want to be going. I'm talking about you people out there that have Venus and Mars, or Mars, in Virgo, in Gemini, in Sag, or in Pisces. Anybody out there with Venus or Mars in those four signs should be on notice that your love life, your relationships, may have some strange vibrations. A lot of you also have Gemini, Pisces, Virgo, and Sag in your chart. Not just Venus and Mars. You are all also going to be affected by the Venus square Mars, which is happening right now. Now, let me tell you exactly when Venus will square Mars, the exact date, so you know. And by the way, lunar eclipse, full moon in Leo, Moon and Jupiter conjunction oppose the Sun in Leo. That'll be tomorrow at 10:10 p.m. tomorrow evening. If we're going to have surprises in the Middle East this week, that'll be when it will happen, hopefully for the better. The Venus square Mars will occur Thursday at 12:46 in the morning, and we'll have a Moon T-square the Venus Mars all day until the show at 12:34 p.m. and then shortly thereafter from the Virgo moon. So a lot of folks may be breaking up or having some problems in relationships this week, and unfortunately the Venus square Mars will continue right up until the 8th of February. So I want you to be aware of that, because if you want to keep your relationships happy and balanced, you'll understand what is going on, and by understanding what is going on, you will not create any problems in the relationship. You'll try to embrace it and be happy with it. Now, the Venus square Mars is very intense, because not only is it one planet in a mutable sign, Pisces, Venus, but another planet, Mars, has been in Gemini for many months. So many people with Mars in Gemini, Mars in Pisces, Mars in Virgo, Mars in Sag, have developed relationships from the Mars in Gemini, and the fact that Venus is now moving in square to Mars in Gemini, it is setting off T-squares and grand squares and squares to all you women out there with Mars in Virgo, Mars in Sag, Mars in Gemini, Mars in Pisces, and T-squares and grand squares to all you men out there with Venus in Virgo, Sag, Gemini, or Pisces. Now, if you don't know where your Venus or Mars is, but you're having problems in relationships, well, chances are that your chart does have some Gemini, Pisces, Sag, or Virgo, which would create lots of insecure, vulnerable, confused, unstable situations in your life that could definitely affect your finances and your relationships. As part of today's topic, even though it's a no reading day, if you are someone that does have Venus or Mars in Virgo, Gemini, Pisces, or Sag, and you know where it is, what degree it's at, I will give you a date on the timing you can expect any kind of shakeup to occur in your relationships. Venus square Mars is a very strange aspect, and a lot of people that are born with that aspect in their chart seem to struggle with relationships their whole life. Unfortunately, a lot of women out there and men that have had Venus and Mars in Virgo that have struggled much of their lives to have relationships, that have recently formed relationships the last 3 to 5 years, including more recently, from the Capricorn transits. Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Mercury, the Sun in Capricorn, all trine your Venus and Mars, would have brought you in some commitment and stability unlike anything you've ever known. The problem here is that you can blow your relationship right now from Venus in Pisces, oppose your Virgo planets, Mars and Gemini T-square them, and that usually creates a dark force energy, which is what we're going to talk about today, whereas mostly the Virgo energy in relationships can be loving, very service-oriented, very bonding, very warm and affectionate. The Pisces-Gemini element from Venus square Mars right now can create negative Virgo traits, and too much analysis, too much thinking, too much left brain, too much trying to be logical, too much criticism, too much judgment, too much need for personal change and change in oneself. So we will find, especially this week, a lot of people calling up to find out about their relationships, women that have Mars in Virgo, men that have Venus in Virgo early, women and men that have Venus or Mars in Pisces, Gemini, or Sag included, preferably between 0 and 15 degrees. Now, typically, no matter what you have in your chart, when Venus in a sign is square Mars in a sign, it's a yin-yang confliction. It's a conflicting element aspect that is what I would call the battle of the sexes aspect, which means no matter what you have in your chart, your relationships could be suffering and failing and having problems if you don't embrace and understand this aspect during this time. Or at least have one partner in a relationship that can embrace the situation and understand it and offer some compassion. And by having that, then you can save your relationship. It's like, I don't have any early mutables. So whoever I'm with in a relationship right now, even if they have Venus in Gemini square Pluto in Virgo or something like that, and they're being set off with the rough week, I should be able to handle that because I have no early Pisces, Virgo, Sag, or Gemini, so my chart's in pretty good shape right now. But a lot of the folks out there with early Pluto in Virgo and early Uranus in Virgo and Neptune in Virgo are going to be freaking out this week, this next couple weeks, from the Venus and Pisces, Mars and Gemini. And, you know, we're not just talking about personal life. We're talking about career, finances, family, children, friends, relatives, parents, residents, all types of strange confusion going on. A lot of folks out there have Pisces moons that could be in a very hurt mode right now with Venus on their moon and Mars square it. Maybe some Virgo or Sag in their chart, which won't help it any. So be aware that some of the energies out there this week are a little confusing, a little bit too sensitive, a little bit too vulnerable, and if you want to survive with your relationships intact and happy, it's important that you offer some compassion, some patience, be able to listen to someone, give them a hug, hear them out, and try not to let your emotions run wild. Don't do anything impulsive, and don't end anything. Don't be so quick to finish something, because you're wrong. Your judgment will be wrong if you end it during a Venus square Mars. And, you know, I wanted to go through the positive and negative elements of all the 12 zodiacal signs today, because in order for you to read your own chart, or if you'd ever thought about reading another person's chart, and you wanted to be able to understand astrology, you got to know the good times, bad times of each sign. In other words, if you wanted to be the best you could be in all areas, then frankly, you would be the good qualities of all 12 signs. And if you wanted to be an evil, karmic, negative, lying, cheating, terrible person, then you'd be the negative qualities of most signs. Obviously, prisons are going to be filled with people that have negative qualities of each of the 12 signs. But let's go over each of the 12 signs and find out what the loving, positive, happy, spiritual quality is and what the negative quality would be so we can understand astrology that much better. Aries is the first sign. And frankly, the positive of Aries, and these are key words that if you have a pen, you could note down. That's why we call them qualities. So positive Aries would be childlike, it would be loving, it would be supportive, and it would be selfless. Childing, loving, supportive, and selfless. Dark Aries, or negative Aries, would be childish, would be hateful and warlike, also would be selfish and conceited. Childish, hateful, selfish, and conceited. So obviously, if you know someone with Aries planets, they're going to have a loving side. Everyone's going to have a light side and a dark side, no matter what. But you're going to be able to interpret your own personality and personalities of other people from knowing their planetary placements by knowing the light side and the dark side of each sign. Taurus, which is one of my favorite signs, the light side, the positive side to Taurus would be what I would call embraceable or hugging, loving, someone to stand behind you, stand by me, and also association person, somebody that's a partner, a pal, a buddy. And also, the most powerful side to Taurus is the authenticity of love that comes out of that sign. Dark Taurus would be negative, stubborn, bullish, snobby, and outwardly aggressive, almost hostile. Isn't this fun? Now, the light side to Gemini, the third sign of the zodiac, would be communicative, intellectual, friendly, balance, and also advice. And also, I would have to say, mental stability. Dark Gemini, the dark side to Gemini, would be mentally unstable, talk too much, and lying, cheating, stealing, manipulating. This is real big stuff here. Cancer, the light side to Cancer. It's a good thing I'm starting out with the light side first, instead of the dark Cancer. The light side to Cancer would be romantic, would be compassionate, would be ethically moral in business, and would also be gourmet and sensitive, and also the light side to Cancer would be maternal. Very important word. The dark side to Cancer would be over-emotional, vulnerable, would be emotionally hostile, would be a slamming, hammering type aggression from that hard shell of the crab, and the dark side to Cancer also would be closure or inhibition, restriction. Isn't this fun? It's very important in order to read astrology that you know the qualities of the 12 signs in order to get them down. Leo, one of our favorite signs, because Farley is a Leo, of course. The light side to Leo would be humble, would be enthusiastic, would be gregarious, would be paternal, would be leadership, and the light side to Leo would be what we would call family love, also puppy love. Puppy love would be Cancer too, but maybe cat love, lion love would be Leo. And dark Leo, which some people have called me sometimes, would be lying, snobbish, would be also aggressively hostile like Taurus. And the dark side to Leo would be in competition, competitive. And the dark side to Leo would be a big baby. Thank you. And also dark Leo would be stubborn, cold, shut down, and dogmatic, and dictatorial. Okay, Virgo. The light side to Virgo, which we talked a little bit about, would be service. It would also be spiritual, and also be able to handle details, and health conscious, and also health service, detective, and also worker, workability, hard worker. And the dark Virgo would be critical, over-analytical, judgmental, deceitful, hateful, spiteful, and also vindictive. By the way, on light side of Leo, you can add honesty, and also on the light side of Virgo, you can add honesty. Libra. Here's a cute sign. The light side to Libra, the positive energy side to Libra, would be balance, would be partners, friendship, also intellectual, communicable, not communicable diseases, but communicable, period. And also the light side to Libra would be interesting, charming, counselor, teacher, guide, advisor, a lot of things on Libra there. And dark Libra would be liar, manipulator, cheater, disloyal, untruthful. I said that already. And also somebody that would use you or con you. You know, the salespeople that aren't telling the truth. Unethical business practices. And somebody that's polygamous, multi-partners at once. On the other side, the bright side of Libra could also be commitment. So they are potentially capable of being commitment. Unfortunately, with all of these signs, many of us, because we're human, unless we're aliens, are both dark and light at any given time. So depending how your day is or how you will, like cancers swing a lot because one of the negative things of cancer also you can add is moody. Okay, where are we? Scorpio. All right. The light side to Scorpio would be compassionate, would be illuminating, would be intensely romantic or passionate, besides compassionate, and also leadership, and authentic love again, the polar opposite to Taurus, more of a deeper psychic, spiritual kind of love out of Scorpio. Also spiritualist, healer, and I forgot to add the light side to Virgo is also healer. And Scorpio would also have elements of intensity that we'd have to put on the dark side, extremism. Dark Scorpio would be extremism, would be jealous, would be vindictive, would be also deceitful, dangerous to a hostile point, emotional extremes, we'll discuss that, and Dark Scorpio would be a liar and someone that hides things, secretive. So by looking at a Scorpio planet, if someone has Venus in Scorpio, if they have trines in that Scorpio, they may tend to be more of the bright side, the light side to Scorpio. The loving, the compassion, the caring, the leader, the protector, the guide, the spiritualist. If they had oppositions and squares and T-squares in that Venus, well, then you get someone that might be vindictive and hostile and jealous and hateful and extreme emotionally and see all the dark elements come out. See, so squares, oppositions, and quinxes equal dark side karma. And trines and sextiles and conjunctions equal light side karma. That's how it works. Squares, oppositions, and quinxes equal dark side, possible. And trines and sextiles equal the light side. Isn't that fun? Sagittarius. Oh, here's a fun sign. The light side of Sagittarius would be philosopher, spiritualist, spiritual teacher, minister, also somebody who is an entertainer, a host, someone that can actually serve entertainment-wise as far as fun is concerned, comedian, and somebody that would make us laugh, someone that would be a freedom fighter. And the dark side of Sagittarius might be independent, too independent, a hermit, someone, escape artist, escapist, and the negative side of Sagittarius might be too over-emotional, emotional in a hostile way if they're pushed. And it, whereas Sag can be a lot of fun if they're happy, you don't want to make them mad. Another light side to Sag would be sports, also activity, athletic ability, usually. And the negative side of Sag would also be somebody that hides things, mysterious, secretive, and may stretch the truth or bend the truth in order to protect their dignity and honor, kind of like a Leo. And some of the dark forces of Sagittarius, more than anything, would be manipulation, I would think, with their power, with their charisma, being able to manipulate others. Capricorn, here's a fun sign everybody loves. Some of the bright side to Capricorn would be the highest form of the teacher of karma. So very intensely metaphysical aspects to a Capricorn that's turned the corner. We also find Capricorn is someone to help pull everyone else up when they're down. Excellent sense of humor, superior worker, somebody that is a very loving, caring, bonded, honest individual with Capricorn energy that is good. And we find that dark Capricorn would be the martyr, would be the sadist, the masochist, and also the person who would have unethical business practices or what price glory sort of energy. And the dark side of Capricorn would have a lot to do with suffering and pulling everyone down around them at the same time. And not being able to deal with failure. Obsessions. Capricorn dark side. An obsessed, addictive, escapist individual. Frankly, a lot of Capricorns have problems with alcohol and drugs, too. And finally, two more signs. Aquarius. The bright side to Aquarius would be the humanitarian, would be the philanthropist, would be the best friend, would be the organizer, the group leader, the intellectualist, the mechanic, as the Virgo would also be, the mechanic, the technician, the computer operator, and some of the other light sides of Aquarius would be adaptation, adjustment, variety, all that stuff. Dark Aquarius would be a cold, stubborn, closed-minded, hostile, intense, moody, attitudinal, and extremist. And also the dark side to Aquarius may be the know-it-all. You know, they're usually pretty smart people, so sometimes too much bossy and crabby. Pisces, the final sign, the elements of the sign of Pisces. The good side would be the highest level of spiritual awareness and godliness. Also religious, if that's important to you. Loving, romantic, caring, sensitive, intuitive, psychic, telepathic, and somebody who is self-sacrificial and sacrificial in a compassionate way, and also somebody who would embrace all the elements of all 12 signs of the zodiac. Pisces kind of sums everything up. And the dark side to Pisces is the epitome of the escapist, much more than Sag or Capricorn or any of the other signs. We're talking drugs and alcohol into a stupor here. And also somebody that would be too hard on themselves, somebody that would be depressed, inhibited, oversensitive, overvulnerable, somebody that also would be obsessed and emotionally unsure, confused. Basically, if you can memorize what I just did today, those topics, if you recorded it or wrote it down, then that'll help you understand any astrology chart and your own chart too. The positives and the negatives, the pluses and minuses of the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Hi, it's me, Farley Malaris again. I sure hope you enjoyed that last topic, learned something from it, or were enlightened by it. At least I try hard to please. Just want you to know I was in full trance without any notes when I delivered all these topics. Now, you can help us expand RadioAstrology.com and have perhaps even hundreds of more topics, larger bandwidth, and a heck of a lot more people enjoying and being enlightened by our information. You know how? Just click on that donate button when you visit our site, or maybe after you hear one of our topics. Whether it's $25, $50, $10, $5, even $2 or $3 will help out a lot. And I'll really appreciate it. In fact, if I should ever meet you in person, I may give you a hug for an hour. I hope you don't mind. So thank you so much for visiting RadioAstrology.com, and thank you so very much for donating to our website to support it for public service and information. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Stay positive, stay confident and loving, and we'll see you again very soon right here at RadioAstrology.com. Have a great day.